Hi, my name is Phil Fraser. I'm a business sounding board. I help small, medium-sized businesses, particularly the bosses, to help them not feel lonely at the top. Today, I'm joined by Tom Galanis. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. Great to be here.
Okay, great stuff. Why don't we start by just telling us a little bit about who you are, your background, and your businesses?
Sure. So I've been working in the online gambling space for now 17 years, just over 17 years. And I've been running my own businesses within that space since 2009. Yeah, 13 long years of the trials and tribulations of running a business. I guess I'm at this point, and a very good point, actually, in the last couple of years. We've really sort of taken off as a business, having been, I guess, best way to put it, it's almost in the doldrums a little bit, where we've kind of been on repeat mode, I guess, for a lot of time. Being a little bit lost in terms of where we wanted to take the business. So strategically, what do I want, I guess, as an end goal from it? I think everybody, when they come into the business world, you know, a lot of people in the capitalist world, you think, you know, build something, sell it, retire, get the golf, do something philanthropic. And that, in my head, was something like that. I didn't have any grand plans. I'm still relatively young, despite the grayness. It took me... You know, I guess a path. I had to go quite a difficult path to come to terms with that. I didn't quite know where to take the business next, or why I wanted to take it there. And I think, you know, my sessions with you as my business sounding board have really, really helped me to, I guess, rediscover. And I used it when we first met, but rediscover the love for what I do, and allow me to better define what that looked like day to day. With a view to, you know, projecting something into the future.
Okay. Let's step back slightly for those people who are watching. You've got more than one business. Do you want to give us a brief outline as to what those, I think there were three businesses when we first started talking. Yeah. Just give us a brief outline on what each of those three business does.
So three businesses, two kind of one and the same. One's a parent company of a subsidiary in the US. It's the same business type, if you will. But those businesses are called Tag Media Limited and Inc. In the US. And we also have a business called First Look Games. As I mentioned already, you know, everything we do is in the iGaming space. And Tag Media is, for first and foremost, a consultative agency business. We provide consultancy-led services to online gambling operators, helping grow their affiliate programs either from scratch or in some cases, from, you know, a decent point onwards. And then First Look Games is a content marketing platform that enables what are known as affiliates and game studios to come together, share information so that there is accurate and as compliant marketing of these games as possible.
Okay. So let's go back to before the time you contacted me. Sort of where were you from a business point of view, and probably more importantly, as a business owner, an emotional point of view?
Well, I think, you know, in the 13 years, or certainly up to the, I guess, 11 years now, really, to going back 2 years. For 11 years, I ran a lifestyle business. It was kind of it was a little nest egg that was for me. You know, it's probably never going to leave huge amounts in my pension pot, my retirement fund. But, you know, month in, month out, it was paying, you know, a decent living for me. We had, I think, three consultants who worked for us and one full-time employee. And then a couple of freelancers as well to chip in. So we were a team of sort of seven people. This is going back to what, early 2021, I imagine. So only 18 months or so ago. To be honest with you, running a lifestyle business, well, you know, it was good in the short term. You get a bit older, you get a bit more serious, you get a bit closer to retirement age. I'm still way off that. You're still thinking, well, where's this taking me? Not only in terms of, you know, retirement plans, but equally in terms of sort of satisfaction, and I guess building some more authenticity into what they're going to do. You know, the online gaming space is not obviously a philanthropic space. And I was kind of missing that in my day-to-day work life. I wanted some, you know, that to come about. So it's kind of where we found ourselves when we came to see you. You know, we were just a little bit lost in terms of direction. And then, you know, having been a lifestyle business for so long, how to make the leap forward into, you know, truly an SME, where we were growing and hiring people, and giving people a stronger reason to work for us.
Right. Okay. So sort of a business crossroads and a personal crossroads, would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, TAG is my initials, the business is in my name, you know, and I think, you know, up to that point, you know, a lot of the business was coming to us because of me.
Right.
And that as a leader is, you know, it's sounding arrogant, and it's a nice feeling to have, but it there's only so much me to go around. And
sure.
What we needed to do was really put the infrastructure in place to remove me from the equation entirely. So a lot of what we did together and what has been done since is actually building redundancy, making right. sure that I'm not pivotal to too much in the business.
Right. Okay. And that's always, and I say this a lot to clients, and I say this a lot in content that I write, you know, one of the first things you need to do as a business owner is make yourself redundant.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're saying a lot of the business was coming through because of you, that's completely opposite of ideally, if you're ever going to sell something or make some, you know, decent money, it's got to be the alternative.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So at that point where you're at this sort of strategic crossroads and personal crossroads, two questions on that point. So why did you contact me? And how did you feel about reaching out? Because I know a lot of, you know, running a business has a lot of ego around it, and it's actually having to hold your hand up and say, I need some help. And that's not easy for a lot of people.
No, it's not. It isn't actually, because I think it's an assumption, no matter how many staff you have on board, partners you work with, clients you have, I guess at home, like your wife, your kids kind of trust that you know what you're doing. And it's funny because, you know, I probably, before I came to you, I probably Google searching all manner of online tools, you know, try to find something free, even looking at sort of paid courses to really, you know, how do you run a business? How do you run a business? And for me, a lot of the bigger challenges I faced early on were, you know, sort of business administration, accountancy, tax, the legal side of things, you know, insurance, all these things that you're not taught, unless you do sort of a business degree at the university. I'm not taught this. In an emerging industry like ours, you know, businesses spin up very quickly and can grow to great success, a great size very quickly. But actually those running it don't necessarily have a clue what they're doing. And, you know, I readily admit, you know, I'm still even now, you know, learning on the job, realizing the gaps in my knowledge. And that's the big reason why I came to you. And obviously you and I knew each other before you started Business Sounding Board.
Yep.
So I knew of your success. But you're right. Even knowing that I had a knowledge gap, knowing that I wanted to know more, actually admitting that by coming to someone I know even as well, it's not an easy step to make. But one that I felt that was needed. I'd fallen out of love with what I did. And I needed to speak to somebody who could perhaps help with that.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. You know, the things you talk about, you know, the accountancy and the tax and the admin, A, we don't get taught that as business owners, and B, it's not why you get into business, and it's the boring stuff, but it's the stuff that's really, really important. And, you know, so much of that, and I did exactly the same, and so many business owners do exactly the same, is you just learn on the job. And to a degree, you make it up as you go along, and you hope it's right, and you reach out to lawyers, accountants, tax people as and when you need them. So, okay, so you've made this sort of admission to yourself that you've got gaps in your market, gaps in your knowledge, sorry. You reached out to me. Do you remember the stuff we talked about, and do you remember how you felt when we were doing that stuff together?
Yeah, I mean, just to speak of the feeling, I guess, first and foremost, it was refreshing to hear that obviously you've been through exactly the same problem. You know, at the time, we were looking to hire somebody really to take ownership of the core part of our business. Really, to one, make myself remove myself from that, so I wasn't the be all and end all of it. And two, to free up my time to go and explore perhaps more high margin areas of the business which were underdeveloped. And one of the key observations we discovered really quickly was that I was doing the sort of £5 an hour jobs. You know, as a business owner, even a small business, it made no sense for me to be doing those when I could hire someone. And to be perfectly honest, the one thing that helped me change my mentality in terms of business growth and putting plans in the future was the realization that if I need to hire someone on 80 grand a year, which at the time was a huge chunk of my turnover, you know, I was fearful of that fact. You said, "But look, you're not hiring for 80 grand a year. You're hiring for the month's salary in a notice period." But you know, the financial part of it, the commercial side of it, was like, well, yeah, of course, it's not that much. Talking maybe 10 grand, you know, a price to pay for a calculated risk. And then there's the flip side of that is, you know, as a responsible business owner, as a responsible employer, I want, you know, worst that happened in my head was like, if I hire them and I have to get them. And he said to me, well, look, you know, your area of the business is very niche. The experience they're going to get with you, even if it's for a month, you know, having a bit of a month, but if it's 2, 3, 4 months, 6 months, a year, if you do end up having to part ways, the experience that they would have had, they wouldn't have found anywhere else. And they're more likely to walk into perhaps a better paid job, knowing an awful lot more. And that gave me the confidence, I guess, that one, to trust people, frankly, to sort of leap into that, but more importantly, to trust myself, to just go ahead and actually make that leap forward. So that, you know, my biggest takeaway is that, you know, was sort of the trust that it gave me in myself and other people, as well as the commercial sense of not hiring someone 80 grand a year. That's not the full risk here. So that for me was the big takeaway. But obviously then behind all of that was a process, which is what do you want to, how do you want to, you know, what do you want to achieve? And then breaking it down into specific goals and then specific action items. Really, in case, you know, you want to hire someone, okay, well, write a job description. Write your own job description of when they come on board. And actually, that's something that we've managed to continue in the company to this day. And say to this day, we're only, what, we are 18 months since I think we wrapped up the business sounding board sessions. And in that time, you know, we've gone from, you know, 3 full-time employees and several consultants and freelancers to a team of 34.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane growth. And you know, I have to blink sometimes and pinch myself to sort of sit back and appreciate that growth and how it's come about. It hasn't been easy. You know, even with, you know, we were advice, you know, there have been challenges along the way, but I've gone back to the processes that, you know, I put in place with you. In fact, I've now passed down to the leadership I put in place in the company.
Yeah.
You know, we're setting sort of, you know, each, we've got divisions in our company now. Each division has their own goals. You know, obviously we've leapt into OKRs, as cliche as it sounds. But it, you know, it's all built on the same framework that you gave me. And that's really helping them see what I couldn't see before I get into you. And that's really helpful. It's allowing us to be less risk averse, I suppose, and do things, but obviously we apply logic and good sense to move forward. But if you don't take a bit of a risk in life and in business, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah. So just for the benefit of the people who are watching, just talk them basically through that sort of structure we talked about.
So essentially, you got me to think about where do you want a business to be. I forgot it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years time, whatever it was. Even in a year's time, you know, for us that was so far into the future, just in terms of what we had to achieve to get there. We looked a year ahead. What did I need to enable me to shift my mindset, shift my job role, frankly? And we had a good look at what I was doing. So you made me sort of literally detail out exactly what my average day looked like. And it turned out I was doing a lot of accounts work, a lot of you know, company administration. But you know, as I pointed out, there's £5 an hour jobs. And you know, he said, hire someone to do this £5 an hour jobs. So of course, like, okay, great. that sounds easy. Obviously, but actually the process of finding that person, you know, to work in accounts, you know, there's a lot of applied process. You have to go for job description. And it's obviously, you know, putting out on job boards. And for me, finding a finance person was not my area of usual recruitment. Usually it's from my network within the industry, but a finance person could be from any walk. So, you know, applying sort of the specific action items just for that simple process of hiring someone, making sure that we were ready for it, more important than anything else. Worst case is we hire them, we're not ready. There's no onboarding process. So actually, it turned out I probably wouldn't have enough time to be the person who got this person on board and ready. So we also needed to hire like a business ops manager, whose job spec really was to understand the processes that were required for the business. And to get to that point, I had to detail out every process we had in the business and everything that was and wasn't working. But long story short, you gave me the infrastructure of really good common sense. It's almost working backwards. Here's the goals. Here's the specific, you know, the results you need to get those goals. And here's the actual, you know, working through it. And in some cases, there were 30, 40 things on each list to hit each one of these goals. All with individual. And of course, you know, then things will come along, you've got to add it to it. But what it allowed me to do really very simply was to tick off action items that if we do each one of these things, you will achieve the result. And it, you know, obviously it could be better or worse than what you had in mind, but you'll be moving forward. And that's what we found. You know, we've undertaken this process now, we've got the countless times, but across multiple divisions in the companies that we have. And it has worked one way or another. We've achieved a result, which we weren't doing previously. We just weren't even trying previously. And yes, some of the results have been better than we hoped for. Some have been worse. That's just the nature of life, the nature of business.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, again, for people who are listening, the process we talk through and I talk through is what I call the Fraser five step, FFS. And as all the best influencers say, there will be a link below. There will be a link below when this gets published. Okay. So tell us where you're at now. Cause like you said, you know, when we first got together, you were at sort of personal crossroads and sort of professional strategic crossroads. You've got nearly 30 staff now. Where are you at now, again, from a personal point of view and from a business point of view?
I think, you know, what the FFS model and the sounding board process we went through gave me was the confidence to take my hands off the reins. And, you know, it wasn't an immediate dropping of the reins. You know, I'm done now, I'm going to give someone else responsibility. It was really, you know, building out a process to get to that point. And a big part of that process was mindset of trust. And so, you know, I've been able, you know, I think what we talked, one of my ambitions was to be able to take every Friday afternoon off and play golf.
I remember that.
First summer. And I realized I wasn't getting better at golf. But it did more broadly enable me to take time off, more comfortable, a holiday, to enjoy life, which, you know, as a business owner, again, actually, a lot of people think, well, you must have a great life. You're in a business, you can take as much time off as you want and need. The reality is, you know, you never give yourself that time. And even when you're away, you're on your phone, you're checking emails, you're checking in. And I'm not saying I don't do that, but I definitely do that a lot less than I used to. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. It's given me the freedom to breathe, freedom to think as well. I mean, that's the key thing. And, you know, in the 18 months since we concluded our work, you know, we've acquired a business that would not have happened. I wouldn't have had the foresight to even think about it, never mind to be able to plan for it and then make it happen. The freedom, space, the mental headspace, the energy it's given me to think more strategically, more long-term, and to come up with processes and concepts within our business that actually give me the fulfillment I'm after, and actually is now giving both our existing staff and new staff a really strong identifiable why to come work for Tag Media.
Yeah, brilliant. That's fantastic. So final question, really. What would you say to a business owner that's feeling sort of stuck and frustrated or just unclear as to what to do next in their business journey?
I think you'll realize that it's not just you. You're not in that in it yourself. There will probably be counterparts who do exactly the same thing as you, it's not unique, who find themselves in similar positions. And I'm pretty sure every business owner has been through frustration, stagnation, falling out of love with their business, and the guilt attached to that, because in theory, you're doing something you clearly once loved doing, obviously you wouldn't have gone into it. It feels like anyone gets stuck in a job they don't like, and you're tied to it, but actually get stuck in your own business, it seems crazy. We found a way through it, and you really helped me achieve that, I think. Just talking frankly, there's the processes you've given, but actually just talking through the challenges that you felt, you found, that exactly match what I had gone through. It made me feel like I wasn't alone in that fight. And obviously all the processes you've helped me put in place have really given me the space to breathe. So, and to be honest with you, it didn't take that much other than just leaping in. And I think that's kind of it, really. You just got to go for it. Obviously go through the Fraser 5-step process, link below, and engage Phil, because he's been absolutely godsend to me. He's really helped our business turn around from where we were. But critically, selfishly, he's helped me turn around, my love for the business. I now love what we do, and I love the team we put in place and all the business now stands for. So yeah, what I would say is just go for it, leap in.
And I think from my point of view, none of this is complicated. And I think my memory of what we were doing together is you just had this big ball of spaghetti and it just needed unraveling and sort of lining up in straight lines and go, okay, what does this business need? What does this business need? What do you need? And then put a plan in place to make them happen. And that's pretty much what it sounds like, is what you've done.
That's exactly it. And I'm not going to lie, since then, there's been a bit of spaghetti merging back up, but it's, always the framework you gave me, and without anyone, any advisor, I haven't needed to come back to you. I'd love to, frankly. I'd love to come back and have another session, but I haven't needed to because, I felt like I had the toolkit already. So, what to say again, it's just thank you very much for it all.
Great stuff. I'm absolutely delighted that it's worked out so wonderfully. I mean, going from, what was it, 3 or 4 staff to 30, that's ridiculous. That is, in 18 months, that's absolutely amazing. So, Tom, thank you very much indeed for all your time. Glad it's been a success, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Phil.